T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doug Peterson is on the line right now. Coach, congratulations on a great win last night.
Thanks, Angelo. Really appreciate it.
Well, it was a little bit touch and go there for a while, Doug. What was that like for you on the sideline?
Kind of like the last couple of weeks. You know, as far as just coming down to the wire, coming down to the fourth quarter, you know, it seems like we've played better football, you know, last night. It was good early and good late, and then sort of average in between. But, you know, again, hey, credit to guys, you know, for hanging in there and battling. And, you know, when you get a couple scores down like we did, you know, they stepped up, rose to the occasion, and got it done.
Hey, Doug, let's start with the first drive of the game because it was perfect. I mean, wow, what perfect execution. Great play calls. It hasn't always been that way this season. What made it work so well last night?
You know, I think a couple of things. One, we know that, you know, we like to play up tempo football, and especially on a short week, I felt it was a good way to kind of jumpstart, you know, the offense a little bit and possibly the team by doing that and going fast and just kind of, you know, mixing personnel and a couple of. Of course, we got Deshaun back, so we're getting Deshaun in there early and getting some touches to him, and you know, and then too, I think from a defensive standpoint, you know, really before they can settle into the football game, it just kind of keeps the defense, you know, somewhat on their heels, you know, and then really after that, everybody kind of settles into the football game. So I think it's a little twofold. With how the offense performs, and it was a good drive. We overcame a couple of penalties, a fourth down, and then ultimately capped it off with Carson's run.
Doug, during the broadcast, Maurice speculated that your wife was right and you should not take a whole week to put together a game plan. 3 or 4 days is enough. Do you simplify it? Is it actually a little easier for the players?
We try to. We still have to game plan and scheme. I think situationally, some third downs, red zone, you know, short yardage stuff, I think you have to scheme that stuff. But I think the normal first and second down stuff, you can keep that relatively simple and you know, and easy enough for the guys to understand and execute.
Obviously, the plan at the beginning was excellent. There was a lull, a long lull in the middle of the game. Doug, were they adjusting to what you were doing? There were a lot of three and outs in there. What was going on in the middle?
They adjusted a little bit, but I would say that, too, it kind of falls on us. Our execution was poor. You know, I could have done a better job with a couple of play calls and some, you know, down and distance situations to help the team. But I think overall, it you know, they made a couple of adjustments, which, you know, this is the NFL, and you know, they have a good football team, and it is a good football team, and they made some adjustments as well in there, but you know, we take a look at it and see where our breakdowns are today and correct those and learn from those.
Hey, Doug, you were a quarterback. How tough is that throw that Carson made to Scott to win the game?
It's extremely tough. It's got to be, you know, it's a pinpoint accurate throw and just unbelievable catch, obviously by Boston. You know, to make that play, but you know, this is Carson Wentz. This is what he does, and just made a heck of a play.
All right, now there was another throw. I hate to bring it up because you made the throw. It was a 20-yard throw of the challenge flag in the direction of the ref. They were even talking about it on the TV broadcast. Doug, Doug, I guess they did not recognize the challenge in time to look at the what would have been a fourth down play with Sterling Shepard. Could you tell us what was going on there?
Yeah, we felt like we got a review upstairs that it looked like it was short of the line to gain, short of the first down marker there, and so you know, obviously the Giants were approaching and at the line of scrimmage, and I just threw that thing in the direction of the official, and I felt like the flag was on the ground. I'd heard some voices behind me. Basically, I don't know if they were trying to communicate to the officials that the flag was out or down, but it was just unfortunate because I was going to try to challenge that that play.
Yeah, the speculation was you've lost some velocity on your fastball, Doug.
I love throwing that flag, too, especially that far.
I bet you it was a spiral, too. It was a very nice throw.
That is great. Thanks.
Doug, a couple other things that came up we were wondering about. The face mask Jason Kelce just before the throw to Scott. We were shocked by that because he's probably your smartest player. Were you shocked by that play?
Yeah, and it was a tough situation too. He was caught a little bit, you know, off balance and whatnot, and just, you know, just got his hand in there, and it's the right call, obviously, and it's a tough situation. But he actually admitted when he came off the field or after the game when I saw him, he said, "Yeah," he said, that's a tough one. That was on me, but you know, I'm just glad we were over to, you know, overcame it. I think we still had the first down. You know, and really, was it first and goal now at the 18 or something like that, I think. And, you know, again, overcame that one to win the game.
All right, Doug, I'm going to guess at your career as a quarterback, you never ran 81 yards right up the middle of the field. tell me what you saw on that play that Jones made. That was amazing.
No, I ran 82 one time.
You
no.
did?
No. You know, we just listen. If something – guys were making a play. They actually executed that play extremely well because, you know, obviously, again, this is part of in-game adjustments, right? And they probably saw how our DNs were playing, how you know, Rodney McLeod was fitting the run, the gaps and all that. And they kept running that inside zone. And eventually, you know, it's something that we do. I mean, it's a lot like Carson's touchdown run. You know, it was an inside zone play. And Carson kept it for the touchdown. It's like the same one in San Francisco where inside zone, it's a read play. Carson read it properly and had the 11 or 12 yard touchdown to San Francisco. So, you know, it was really a great play by them at that time, making in-game adjustments, but something that we'll learn from and be a little more disciplined next time.
All right. Doug looked it up. 19 yards. Doug, was your long? You ran 19. Yeah. And that's what it said. 19. I'm sure it was
close.
Longer than that.
Close. 19. I probably slid, too. I probably could have got another 4 or 5.
I'm really curious, though, Doug, because football is such a weird game, right?
It sure is.
If Engram comes down with that pass after
game
you
over.
Guys, right? Game over.
Game over.
When that play is going on, can you tell us what you're experiencing? Is your heart in your mouth? Like, what's that like for you?
I had the best seat in the house because I was right there. It was coming right at me. I saw the release. I saw that Engram had great release at the line of scrimmage, got in behind. And I mean, it kind of goes back to the Super Bowl overthrow to Tom Brady, you know, on the sort of that trick play up the sideline, you know, just off the fingertips type deal. I mean, But again, look, that's we were fortunate right there that just a little bit overthrown.
What does that game mean to you and your team that you could win it?
It means everything. You know, we know our back's against the wall. We know we're a hurting football team from the standpoint of injuries right now. It's a resilient group, a group that continues to fight and battle every single day they come to work, and that's what's encouraging to me. We got a bunch of young guys playing, really both sides of the ball, but particularly offensively, and to, you know, for the leadership of the team to stand up and really say, hey man, we got to figure this out and get it done, you know, because listen, there's only so many coach speeches that you can give, right? And motivational speeches. It eventually it comes down to players making plays, and it doesn't matter for us who's in the game. We got to continue to make the plays, and they did that last night. Overcame a lot of adversity, and that was good to see to pull it out. But we needed the win.
Well, we're all thrilled with it, Doug. And next week, you do not have to talk to me. since there's no game. It's not.
I will not talk to you next Monday. That'd be great.
Doug, good luck. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Angela.
Doug Peterson, getting ready for Dallas next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.